వైద్య కృష్ణే నిల్లా మండల్ చౌద్ద మన్నంతరే బ్రహ్మాండ మండల్ వ్యాపి క్రమే క్రమే ఫిరే. సో వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ డిస్కస్డ్ హౌ కృష్ణ లీలా ఆర్ దే పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ డిఫరెంట్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ 125 ఇయర్స్ బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ బర్త్ up to the disappearance. As many pastimes there are, they are being manifested in some of the universe, out of the innumerable universes. So God is never dead, or Krishna is never dead, as some of the modern philosophers, they are putting forward the philosophy of God is dead. God is dead for those who are following the owl philosophy. Owl has never seen sun, or it does not like to see the sun. Therefore, the owl says there is no sun. Similarly, the atheistic philosophy is there are so many logic, just like the owl philosophy, the frog philosophy, the camel philosophy, and the dog philosophy, the hawk philosophy. There are so many philosophies. only the persons who have got two hands and two legs, but they are counted among the animals, and therefore they cannot think of the eternal, blissful existence of the Supreme Lord at all times. So, premanjana chrita bhakti vilochanena. If one takes to this philosophy of Krishna consciousness and develops love of Godhead, then he can see God at every moment, in every step, in everything. He is not for a single moment is out of the sight of God. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Teshu te mahi. The devotee who has developed love for God, he is also seeing God at every moment. Similarly, God is also seeing him at every moment. They are not separated. So, simple process, this Hari Kirtan, this is the simple process recommended in this age. And if we sincerely do it without any offense and with faith, then seeing of God is not difficult for a devotee. So, kono brahmanne kono lilar hai avasthan, tati lila nitya kahe nigama puran. So similarly, in some of the brahmandas or universes, there is already present Krishna lila, Krishna is there. There is another Bengali verse very nicely. Uddhapya kare lila gaura rai kono kono bhagyavane dekhibare paay. Lord Chaitanya's pastime is going on, is still going on, but some of the fortunate devotees, they can see. So anything, God's pastime, that is perceivable through devotional service, bhakta amam abhiyana. Only this is the process, no other process. No amount of speculation, no amount of academic education, no amount of philosophical discussion. It is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Nāyamātmā prapacanena labhya na bahunāsutena. Nāyamātmā, this self-realization is not possible. Nāyamātmā prabhacanena labhya, simply by discussing Nobody can arrive, and nobody can understand what is self-realization, what is Supreme Soul, the Absolute Truth. Nāyamātma prabhacanīna na medhaya. Medhaya means one who has got very good brain substance. He also cannot, simply by agitating the brain substance, one cannot understand. Nāyamātma prabhacanīna labhya na bhahunā sutīna na medhaya sutīna. One is highly educated, very good scholar. He also cannot understand. Then, what is the purpose? Jami vaishabhrinati tina labhya. A person to whom God reveals himself, he can understand. So we have to wait for that. And for God's mercy, we have to be engaged in loving transcendental service, Krishna consciousness. Then he will reveal. Golok Gokul Dham Vibhu Krishna Sama Krishna Shaya Brahmanagane Tahara Sankrama. Now, Golok Gokul Dham Vibhu Krishna Sama. Because the Lord is absolute, therefore His name, His fame, His quality, His form, His associates, his paraphernalia, everything absolute, non-different. God and God's name, non-different. God and God's place, non-different. And for that reason, when Krishna comes, the absolute, the Vrindavan, the place where he descends, that is non-different. Actually, you can feel that Vrindavan Dham, that place, is a small spot of land, say about 84 miles area. But any person, and however atheistic he may be, and however nonsense he may be, if he goes to that place, he'll feel Krishna Krishna. Simply by going there, he'll at once change his mind that here is God. He'll accept. If you like, you can go to India and you can see, make an experiment. So although Vrindavan is a place for the personalist, now all the impersonalist school of India, they are making their ashram at Vrindavan. Because they have failed to achieve the sense of God anywhere. They are coming to Vrindavan. It is such a nice place. So here Lord Chaitanya says that Golok Gokul Dham Vibhu Krishna Sama. Just like Krishna is unlimited. Similarly, his place is also unlimited. It is not limited by the material laws. Similarly, his name is unlimited. When you chant Hare Krishna, he says, the Hare Krishna, this name, the holy name, has got unlimited potential. Simply we have to realize it. Even God is present before us, we cannot realize. When Krishna was present before us on this earth, not that all people of the world or all people of India could recognize. Only few people, the Pandavas and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, inhabitants of Dwarka, some of them could understand. So it requires training only. Otherwise, the unlimited God can be seen even within this limited sphere of material existence. Atayev golokasthane nitya vihar brahmanda ganer kame prakatatah. So when Krishna or God comes, he is not out of his eternal abode, because absolute. Wherever God is present, his absolute abode is also present there. Just like it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated as super soul in everyone's heart. Now suppose there is a dog or there is a hawk, so there is also God. So does it mean that God is living with a dog or God is living with a hawk? No. For him, even within the heart of a hawk, even within the heart of a dog, there is Vaikuntha, the same thing. These are the inconceivable energies of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, a God's pure devotee, wherever he may be, he lives at Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not limited, or God is not so limited that he is under the boundary of certain limitation. No. God and God's devotees, wherever they are, the same transcendental above God's place, Golok Vrindavan, is manifested there. So, in each and every Brahmanda or universe, wherever Krishna is there, there is Golok Vrindavan there. Brahmane Gane Prakarana Vraje Krishna Sarvai Sajya Prakash Purnatama Puridaya Parabhame Purnatara Purna. Now, God's manifestation, fullest manifestation is at Vrindavan. Fullest manifestation, full freedom. In Krishna, when he is at Vrindavan, he has full freedom. Now, there was a question when Ras Leela, Krishna performed Ras Leela, and the Maharaj Parikshit, he questioned. Maharaj Parikshit was hearing the description of Ras Leela from Sukadev Goswami. So he cleared out one question which is generally discussed about the character of Krishna, because he enjoyed this Ras Leela pastime at dead of night. He played on his flute, and all the gopis of Vrindavan, they came into the forest and they had the Ras dance. So Maharaj Parikshit, the king Parikshit, inquired to his teacher, Sukadev Goswami, that Krishna is on this earth. He appeared on this earth for Puritrana Sadhunam Vina Sayasi Duskriya Dharma Samasthapanartha. Dharma Samasthapanartha, and just to establish the process of religiosity. And India, at least, is still the Vedic principle is that a lady or a girl who is especially married or unmarried, she cannot mix with any other man. So that is against religious principle. So this question was raised, that these girls who are already married, how they went to Krishna for dancing with him, and how Krishna allowed them to dance with him, because against religious principle. This question was raised by Parikshit Maharaj. Of course, you cannot imagine that a girl going to a friend and dancing with him, that is not against religious principle. But according to Vedic principle, this is irreligious. So this was questioned by Maharaj Parikshit to Sukadev Goswami. And Sukadev Goswami replied in many ways, but the summary is that how this can be impure. If by chanting Krishna's name one becomes pure, how a dancing with Krishna can be impure? And he gave the example, Tejasang Nadushal, one who is powerful to for him, there is no question of contamination. Just like the sun, he gave the example the sun. Sun is so powerful that sun sign is touching all contaminated place, but sun is not contaminated. Rather, by the sun sign, it is sterilized. Contaminated place becomes sterilized. As a crude example in the material world. So similarly, in God's association, there is no question of irreligiosity. If there is ecstasy, intense love for God, there is no question of contamination. The contamination is considered within the material world. In the spiritual world, there is no contamination. And actually, when the gopis went to Krishna, they approached there in their spiritual body, not his material body. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad that when the gopis left their house, their husband saw that the wife is sleeping on the same bed. Krishna danced with the gopis, not with their, in their material body, but in their spiritual body. These are the descriptions are there. Krishna is always pure, perfect. Sarvaisarja-prakasha. There is Purnatama, the fullest expression of God. Now, this connection of Krishna and with the gopis, apparently it is abominable. But in the spiritual sense, it is the highest perfectional stage of love of God. This world is perfect reflection. There is such psychological things that a married woman wants to mix with her friend, or a married man wants to mix with another. Where from this idea comes, this psychological? It comes from God. In God there is, but there it is in perfect order. Here it is contaminated. So we should not imitate the perfect thing in the contaminated place. So we have to rectify ourselves unless we approach to the spiritual state. That is the problem. That's it. Just like a diseased man, he cannot imitate the healthy man. A healthy man eats as he likes, but a diseased man, if he eats as he likes, he'll die. Death is sure. So he has to be restricted, not the healthy man. So if you want really happiness, if you want really freedom, and if you really want everything in this reality, then you have to transfer yourself to the spiritual world in association with Krishna. That is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. And for that purpose, just like a student for getting a degree in the university, tolerates all kinds of inconveniences, never mind, let me pass and well, similarly, we have to make the best use of this bad bargain, this material body, and continue in Krishna consciousness just to achieve the highest perfection of life, freedom, love. This is the process. And if we imitate the same example, if we in disease state, if we imitate a healthy man's activity, then death is sure. That is it. Nobody can say, oh, Krishna enjoyed in so many girls, let me enjoy also. You cannot, because you are in disease condition. If you do that, then you'll continue your disease life or you'll die. For us, so long we are conditioned by this material nature, we have to live under regulation, under restriction. And as soon as we are free from this material entanglement, when we come to Krishna consciousness fully, even in perfection of Krishna consciousness, here you will have that transcendental nature. Just like several times I have cited one sloka from Jamunacharya. Jamunacharya was a great king, and later on he became a great devotee. He has written his life's experience in one verse. Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padarabindayo. So long my mind and attention is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Tadavadhi, since then, tadavadhi batanari sangami. The sex life, as soon as I remember about that, it becomes a very nasty thing for me. This is the experience. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, sex life is there in Krishna. Not exactly like this. But there is unification or embracing, kissing, everything is there. But there is no pregnancy, there is no aversion. That is the perfection. That we cannot do here, that we have to avoid. Yes. We have to avoid. A perfection, Krishna mixed with so many girls, but there is not a single case. And Bhishma Dev certified that if I had been among such beautiful young girls, because Bhishma was famous as Brahmachari. So I think I could not protect myself. But Krishna is so nice that he was all right. So Krishna is all perfect. It is because the girls wanted Krishna as their husband. Therefore Krishna accepted them. Krishna need not the assistance of any other person or girl or boy or anything. For he is full satisfied, he is God, he is full perfect. So his pastimes are manifested in different way, and in Vrindavan his fullness is exhibited. That is his style here by Lord Chaitanya. Braje Krishna Saiva Sarvaisajya Prakashe Purnatam. There is no restriction. He is fully manifested there. Puridaya Parabhame Purnatara Purna. Puridaya means Mathurapuri and Dwarkapuri. Mathurapuri, as in this universe, there is Mathurapuri and Dwarkapuri. Similarly, in the transcendental abode of Krishna, there is Mathurapuri, Dwarkapuri. They are represented here. So, in India, there is Mathurapuri and Dwarkapuri. In Mathurapuri and Dwarkapuri, in these two places, Krishna's fullness is not manifested. But his fullness is manifested at Vrindavan. Hey Krishna Braje Purnatama Bhagavan Arsab Saru Purnatara Purnana. This subject matter is very confidential. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing to Sanatana Goswami, and we are trying to take advantage of this. A little advance in Krishna consciousness, it is a little difficult for others how the Krishna, the Supreme Lord, manifests himself fully and manifests himself less than full. These considerations are there, but let us try to understand as far as possible. Sankhepe kahilo Krishna sarupa vicha ananta kahite nare iha vistara. Now, Lord Chaitanya is summarizing about Krishna's lila, pastimes, the sankhepe, all whatever which I have already spoken to you, that is only summary of Krishna's pastimes. Otherwise, ananta kahite nare iha vistara. Ananta, there is a shesh incarnation of Krishna. He is called Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. So it is said that Ananta is describing about Krishna's pastimes for unlimited years and eternally. Still it is not yet finished. అనంత స్వరూప్ కృష్ణేన నహిక గణాన్ సఖాచంద్ర నాయకరీ దిగ్దర్శన్. సో ఫార్ ది ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ కన్సర్న్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో అన్లిమిటెడ్ సఖాచంద్ర దిగ్దర్శన్ కలిగి. సో దిస్ సఖాచంద్ర నాయ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అ లాజిక్ సఖాచంద్ర లాజిక్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ దట్ ద సన్ మూన్ అట్ నైట్ ఇస్ ఫార్ ఫార్ అవే బట్ వన్ ఈస్ పాయింటింగ్ అవుట్ దట్ యూ క్యాన్ సీ ది మూన్ through these branches of the tree. So there is a location, so through that location one can see the moon. So similarly, although Krishna Leela and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's forms, no human being can describe, still, as far as possible, Lord Chaitanya says, this Akashandana, just like the branch of the tree, is far away from the moon, still one can see by perspective view through the branches of the tree. Iha jai shune pare sei bhagyaman krishne swarup tatve hoy kichu na. Now here is Lord Chaitanya's order. Whether we do understand or not understand, if we simply submissively give oral reception to these messages of Krishna, then gradually we shall understand the whole philosophy and science of Krishna. This is the summary. We may not understand at the present moment about the extensive constitutional position and philosophy of Krishna. Still, if we submissively give oral reception to these messages, as is it described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Lord Chaitanya, that will help us. భగవద్ గీత శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం చైతన్య చరితామృత దిస్ హియరింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ ఇస్ వెరీ నైస్ దట్ ఈస్ రికమెండెడ్ బై గాడ్ చైతన్య సింప్లీ బై హియరింగ్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ రిక్వైర్ టు బి వెరీ హైలీ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ ఆర్ వెరీ గుడ్ స్కాలర్ ఇన్ వేదాంత ఫిలాసఫీ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ యూ రిమైన్ ఇన్ యువర్ ప్లేస్ దట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ సింప్లీ ట్రై టు హియర్ and by hearing everything will be swayameva spurata. Because the process is that we cannot understand God or we cannot see God unless He reveals. So this revelation will come if we submissively hear. We may not understand, but simply by hearing we can achieve that stage of life. Thank you.